is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me, and we turn to the question of the growth of China under the present regime after the 20th Party Congress. There are disruptions all over China, but what does this mean for the Chinese miracle, the GDP, the gross domestic product, over these years? When Gordon and I started talking many years before, when we were younger men, it was always boasting to grow 9% a year no matter what. And then that retreated to 7 to 6. And most recently, the report for the third quarter of 22 was 3.9%. But now the question of what do these numbers mean over these years? We welcome Ann Stevenson Yang to comment. She is author of China Alone, The Emergence From and Impending Return to Isolation, to comment on a Voice of American report about the conduct of autocracies when it comes to reporting gross domestic product. Authoritarian regimes, writes the Voice of America, are significantly overstating their GDP growth. According to new research, the report estimates that autocracies, that would be the People's Republic of China, exaggerate yearly GDP growth by about 35% relative to democracies. And a very good evening to you. You have very carefully documented for us over the years the Chinese exaggerations in cities, ghost cities, for example, and other prospects of their real estate market now in complete collapse, something like an asteroid hit China. However, does 35% sound now upon reflection to be a good number for what you were seeing as opposed to what you were hearing over the years from China? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. You know, it's very hard for me to dimension this exactly. There's just so many levels of exaggeration. I'm not saying this doesn't happen in other countries. I don't have that experience, but I do know that it happens in China. So I've seen government officials direct people who collect the statistics to find higher numbers. I've seen them adjust the base so that the base is lower and the growth looks higher. And in fact, there was a commentary in the press just recently that said that they did that this time. I've seen them simply invent numbers. It's all sorts of stuff.
And invention of numbers, was that routine or was that an exception? Invention would be risk-taking if you were a member of the party.
Yes and no. I mean, the party has been targeting a certain degree of a certain percentage of GDP growth. And for a long time, public officials were promoted based on whether they could achieve that number or not. And even without even getting rid of that particular target for public officials, it's really important in how the government manages itself. So, for example, all the state-owned companies make their budgets with reference to the target and the historical performance of that industry next to the target. So it's very, very difficult for them to eliminate. And when you have a target, then people find ways to reach it.
Gordon, 35%, how does that strike you, having been my guide these years of the falsehoods of the People's Republic of China?
I think that that's about right. But I think we should also say, John, that in recent years, the exaggeration appears to have gotten worse. And that's partly because the economy has stumbled. And also because Xi Jinping, the current ruler, has, I think, been more willful than his predecessors in terms of reporting good growth, because that's essential for his foreign policy of basically in trying to intimidate others. And you can't intimidate others when your economy is falling apart.
You have a question for Ann, Gordon.
And there's a number of factors here. One of them is that in a fast-growing economy, or at least a fast-changing economy, there's always going to be misreporting. And that, to a certain extent, applies to China. But I also get the sense that the Chinese officials know that they need to survey more. They need to change their techniques. And over time, they haven't done that. And it would seem to me that not doing that almost is a official policy of encouraging what they know to be taking place, which is basically exaggeration, distortion, and all the things that you've talked about. In your sense, what does the National Bureau of Statistics need to do in this political environment? Or does it just give up entirely and say, we're going to continue this method of fabrication indefinitely?
Well, I think that there are quite a few numbers in on which the Bureau of Statistics really has no interest in finding correct numbers. It's much more interested in finding numbers that fit the central government's, you know, the political party's interest and hopes. And also, you have to remember that there are conflicts between the interest of local governments and the interest of the national government. So the national government, for example, may set a target for the price, the price at which real estate should be sold or how much real estate should be sold. And so localities maybe don't meet that target. So they adjust things. So, for example, I ran into a situation in Chongqing quite some time ago where they weren't supposed to show such a high growth in price. So they decided to use as the base of comparison the most expensive district in the city. And this is an area, as you know, Gordon, that's the size of Austria. So there's all sorts of different prices across the region of Chongqing. So when you use the central business district as your basis of comparison, obviously against the whole region's average, obviously you're going to get a much lower rise.
And if the national collector of statistics exaggerates, which is a polite way of saying speaks falsely, does that suggest that developers like Evergrande and other enterprises that are attached to the central government but not working in the Bank of China, that they are given license to exaggerate as well about their developments, about their cash, about their plans? Exaggeration is routine.
No, but I do think it puts them in a difficult situation, particularly if you're a listed company. Just you know, think if you are, let's say, you know, Ford Motor Company or Caterpillar or whatever it might be, and everybody in your category is reporting that they grew 8%, and this sector of the economy is growing 8%, but you're looking out at your customers and your own growth, and you grew 3%. How are you going to justify that to your investors? So I think lots of companies have that problem. And when companies diverge from the sector average, then they tend to smooth their numbers.
Gordon, we have a little more than a minute.
And there's a recent University of Chicago report, which is based on electricity usage at night, which incredibly suggests that the Chinese economy is $7 trillion smaller than reported. That strikes me as being too high. But what do you think?
Yeah, I saw that, Gordon. I mean, the problem with that is that we already know that there's lots and lots of empty real estate and no lights on in those complexes. So I'm not sure it's really telling us anything about GDP that we don't already know. The construction of those empty complexes was folded into GDP. It's just, you know, the idle nature of them, is that detracting from GDP?
Gordon, I need you to explain to the audience who might not understand this electricity metric. You explained to me years ago, and I was at the first, I thought it was a send up. How is electricity a judge of the Chinese economy? How does it work, Gordon?
Well, GDP is activity, and activity requires electricity. And Li Keqiang, who is now premier, in other words, head of the state council, the central government, actually used electricity as one of the three factors that he looked at when trying to assess GDP. So it's become an important metric for China watchers.
And the lights on in those cities and the lights not on in those cities, is that the tell then, Gordon? These empty cities without electricity?
I think it's an important aspect, but as Anne will tell you, there are many factors you have to look at when you're trying to assess what the GDP really is.
Yeah, you may remember that there was a state grid report that was leaked in 2012 that showed that that something like 30% of real estate domestically did not have an electric meter that was operating. That's a long time, 10 years ago.
Anne Stephenson-Yang, Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.